Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I believe you are being blessed. I believe you are learning so much. We are still talking about the four laws, and we've learned that we have been made free from the law of sin and death because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that is in us now. We have received a higher life, a life that is higher than the normal human life, higher than the life of Satan, which is the nature of Satan that was inside all of humanity. That is what was inside of you. The day you became born again, Jesus took away that nature and gave you his life. And now we have the life of God. Now we are not subject to sin. We are not subject to the body of sin and subject to the body of death. Hallelujah. If you read in Romans chapter 8 verse 2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us." You see, so the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus helps you to fulfill the righteousness of the law. You see, right now, you have been made righteous. Like I said yesterday, the lawgiver becomes the lawkeeper. Oh, hallelujah. It makes you free from the law of sin and death. It helps you fulfill and satisfy the law of the mind. You see, you remember, the law of the mind is what is after the law of God. The law of the mind wants to do what God wants him to do. That's why when you go to church and they are sharing the word of God with you, you want to do what God wants you to do. You see, there's nothing preventing you from doing it now, because now you have been made free from the law of sin and death. The body of sin has been destroyed. Go to Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Romans 6, 6. It says, knowing this, that our old man, it says, knowing this. In other words, you have to get to know this. You have to acknowledge this for yourself. It says, knowing this. See to yourself, knowing this. See, I must know this. You have to know this for yourself. It says, no, because the devil prides on your ignorance. If you don't know that you've been made free, then you're going to live that life of encumbrance, a life that never gets to do what God wants him to do. Every time you be praying that God should forgive you of the sin that you've committed, every time you'll never be able to do what God wants you to do. You'll never be able to live the life of God that he has so gloriously brought to your life. You must know. It's a problem of knowledge. You must know what has been done for you and take advantage of what has been done for you. I'm not subject to the law of sin anymore. I'm not subject to the law of death anymore. I'm not subject to the law that prevents me from doing what God wanted me to do. Now I have the life of God in me, and that life operates by the higher law, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Say these things to yourself. Keep your mind on these things. You see, Romans 6, 6, it says, knowing this, that our old man, that is our old nature, is crucified with Christ. That the body of sin, you remember the body of sin? It says the body of sin is what? Is the residence of sin. And the body of death is also the residence of death, the body of encumbrance that prevents you from doing what you're supposed to do. He says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, made inactive, put to rest, destroyed completely, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So I don't serve sin. You see, never should you say to yourself now that you're born again that I want to do good, but I don't find the will to do it. What I don't want to do is what I do. No, that's not supposed to be like that. That is not what the Bible says. You see, you've been made free. And you must accept what God says. He says that we should henceforth serve sin anymore. Then he says, for he that is dead is free from sin. And we have died in Christ. You see, then he says in verse 8, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Then he says, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Then it says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm dead to sin. He says, reckon. The word reckon means to put to your account. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. I reckon myself. I acknowledge that I'm dead to sin. I acknowledge that I'm alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I have the life of God working in me, and that life is leading me. That life is higher than the life or the law of sin and death, the life of Satan. Hallelujah. Then verse 12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the last thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. In other words, sin is now a choice. You decide whether you are going to give yourself over to sinning or not. Because that inability to do what God has called you to do has been taken away. The body of sin is gone. The body of death is destroyed. The law of sin and death, even though it is still working now, if you give yourself over to that law, I said it's a law, it's a regulatory principle. It's there. It's always working. You see, it's always working. If you give yourself to it, it will work. But if you want to live higher than sin, what you need to do is to employ a higher law. And that higher law is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is inside you now. Hallelujah. So don't yield your members as instruments of sin unto righteousness, but yield yourselves as instruments of righteousness unto God. Hallelujah. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You see, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. That is verse 14 of Romans chapter 6. Sin shall not have dominion over you any longer. The life of God is in me. You say to yourself, I've got the life of God working in me. And this life is higher. It has a higher law. To overcome gravity, you need a higher law, which is the law of aerodynamics. Gravity is the law of sin, in this case. To overcome the law of gravity, you need a higher law, which is the law of aerodynamics. The law of aerodynamics is the law of life in Christ Jesus. Employ that law. How? By acknowledging it. That's basically it. Just acknowledge that I have it. There's a life that is in me. And that life comes with a higher life, a higher law, which is higher than the law of sin and death. I refuse to be subjected to the law of sin. My body is now subject to God. And that is it. Say that to yourself. I will enlighten you some more. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.